Servus München. On behalf of the U.S. Consulate in Munich, I am delighted to be with you here today. I hope you saw us marching with you today. It's the second time that we've participated in Munich's Pride Parade. My colleagues at the U.S. Consulate in Frankfurt will be marching in the CSD Parade next week, and my colleagues at the U.S. Embassy in Berlin will be marching in the CSD Parade on July 23rd. Just 1 year ago, we in the United States were celebrating the landmark victory that recognized same-sex marriage in our country nationwide. But since that time, we have unfortunately seen new attempts in various cities or states to limit our rights under a false pretense of religious freedom. But the federal government is defending us through sound interpretation of federal law to ensure that whatever your sexual orientation, whatever your gender identity, you will be protected against discrimination in the United States. And in fact, just last week, the U.S. Defense Secretary lifted the ban against transgender Americans serving openly in the armed forces. We marched today in solidarity with you, our Bavarian friends, who extended such an outpouring of emotion and love for us after the horrid attacks in Orlando, Florida. From the vigil you held in front of our consulate in Munich, thanks to our friends CSD München and others, to the vigil in Wiesbaden, where 49 balloons were released, one for each of the victims, to the 5,000-person-strong vigil in Berlin in front of the Brandenburg Gate, we were touched and honored by your shared grief in our tragedy. National Public Radio interviewed Eddie Meltzer, who left Pulse nightclub just a few minutes before the shooting began. The next day, he volunteered as a translator and interpreter between law enforcement officials and relatives of the victims, many of whom don't speak English. And at the conclusion of that interview, he said something I found really powerful. He said, "I'm not going to subscribe to fear. We're a strong community. You can't kill me. I'm an idea. I'm timeless." We are that idea, ladies and gentlemen. We are timeless. I want to leave you with the words of Lin-Manuel Miranda, the award-winning composer, lyricist, and performer, who just won his second Tony Award for best score for his musical, Hamilton. He said, "We live and through times when hate and fear seem stronger. We rise and fall and light from dying embers, remembrances that hope and love last longer. And love is 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 love. Cannot be killed or swept aside." Thank you so much, and happy Pride to everyone.